This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News, reporting from the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference at Moscone West Convention Center in San Francisco. In part three of his keynote address, Apple CEO Steve Jobs announced five more new features to be part of the next version of the Leopard operating system. Core animation, universal access features such as improved text-to-speech functionality, and iChat enhancements like slideshows within a live video conference drew buzz from the crowd of about 4,000 software developers. This is Catherine Girardeau. This is PodTech News.
Now, number six is core animation. In Cheetah, we brought you core audio. In Tiger, we brought you both core image and core video. And these three core technologies together enable you to easily build media-rich capabilities into your application. Now, in Leopard, we're bringing you core animation. Core animation allows you to dramatically increase the production value of your application. We built Time Machine using core animation. Core animation lets you take a scene and decompose it into layers. You can have a few layers, or you can have thousands of layers. Each of these layers can be text, images, motion, video, OpenGL, quartz compositions, almost anything. For each of these layers, you specify a start state, a goal state, and optionally, you can supply some keyframes in between. Now you're done. Core animation will provide and manage the entire animation sequence between those states. So these states can include things like position, orientation, but also color, size, opacity, all sorts of things. And to really show you the power of this, I've got to show you a demo. So we started with a screensaver that we had in Tiger. And this screensaver in Tiger took us around 4,000 lines of code to write. There's a lot of OpenGL in there, around 4,000 lines of code. So the first thing we did was rewrite it in core animation. And in core animation, it's 400 lines of code. It's 1/10 the size. But once you get into core animation, this looks boring. We can do so much more. All of these albums, they're in their own layer. So you can move them independently in 3D space. You can also, of course, move the camera around and fly. You can pick one album and, you know, flip it over and see what text tracks it has for the song track in the back. But even this is just scratching the surface of the power of core animation. Recently, we were running this iTunes commercial where we build a city out of albums. That was a movie. This is being built live. All we're telling core animation is where an album should start, where it should end, and optionally, some keyframes in between. Core animation does all the rest itself. This is not a movie you're watching. It is being produced live on here. It's, in fact, interactive. I can go ahead and I can zoom out. I can pick an album. We fly the camera around to it. Pick another album, flies around. It's just that simple. And this final demo application is still written in half the number of lines as that original screensaver. It takes 2,000 lines of code in core animation to do all of this. So that is core animation. It gives you a lot of power to easily add rich interactive experiences to your applications. I can't wait to see what all of you do with it. Thanks. For number seven, I'd like to turn it back to Steve. Good.
Mac OS X is so great that we want everybody to have a chance to use it. And that includes people with special needs. And so we are focusing a lot on universal access for Leopard. We've got some major enhancements to VoiceOver, a technology we introduced in Tiger, which is really important. We're adding Braille support. We're adding closed captioning support in QuickTime. We've got some much faster and better ways to navigate around the whole system. So a lot of work going in to universal access. And I just want to share one aspect of that with you now, which is voiceover. And the best way is just to give you a demo. All righty. Let's bring this up. This is just a simple app that we wrote. And I'm going to play you some text-to-speech, which is really important to a lot of people. And I've just thrown in Apple's boilerplate here, the stuff we put at the bottom of every press release. And I'm first going to play you the voice that ships in Tiger. If you go get up your copy of Tiger and have it read you this boilerplate, this is what you'll hear.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
Now, when that shipped, it was pretty state-of-the-art, but it still sounds pretty geeky. And so let me play you now what Vista's going to have, or at least is what's in their current beta. It's quite a bit better. Let me play that for you here.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
They don't like our words, I guess. But that's okay. It's still much better. But let me play you what we're going to be shipping in Leopard. It is, we believe, the state of the art. We haven't heard anything quite as good.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
So, this stuff's really important to a fairly large set of users. And if you're listening to things all day, one of the things these users like to do is speed things up. And text-to-speech systems, generally when you speed them up, the quality goes way down. Listen to what we've come up with for Leopard. We've sped it up quite a bit here.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
So, that is universal access. We think we're making some progress here. Next up's a big one. We're making some major enhancements to Mail for Leopard. Now, if you're like me, you live in Mail. And anything we can do to make Mail better, more productive, gets real exciting. So for Leopard, we're doing some really great things. I want to highlight some new creative things we're doing with Mail and show you a few of them. The first one is stationery. We're adding stationery to Mail. We're adding notes to Mail. And we're adding to-dos to Mail. So let me take you through what these things are. First, let's start with stationery. You know, I just got back from a vacation. I've got some photos I want to share. And of course, I'm going to send them around in an email, and it would look something like this. Wouldn't it be great if I could just open some stationery and apply that to my email and have it instantly look like this? Well, I'm going to be able to do that in Mail. And this is just a standard, industry standard HTML email. It will show up this way on every email, every popular email reader on any computer around. So you can send emails like this to anybody, and they're going to look like this when they get to the other end. You can also make your own stationery. Let's say You're a school, you've made some stationery like this, you just fill it in, boom, and send it out. That easy. We're shipping a lot of templates in Leopard, and you can make your own and do your own thing if you'd like. So that is stationery. Second thing is notes. If you're like me, I send a lot of emails to myself. I take notes in a compose window and zip it off to myself because my inbox really is where I need to be reminded of things. And so I got notes in my inbox that I've taken myself. There's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a special message type that doesn't get lost among the others. And we're adding that for Leopard notes. You can take notes in a special message type. They show up right in your inbox. But there's also a special mailbox called notes, which coagulates them all together so you're not going to miss a thing. Now, a lot of times, we'd like to keep to-do lists. And we could send those to ourselves in email, too. But we'd like something much more powerful. And so we're creating that for Leopard. You can take any note as an example, and you can just select something and say, make it a to-do. And boom, it is now a to-do. Let's select something else, and boom, it is now a to-do. And I can set priorities and due dates and alarms and all sorts of things for these things. And they show up like this. But it's even more powerful than this. I can take any incoming email message or any other document, I can select something and say, make that a to-do. And it makes it a to-do. But it's not just mail. We've created a to-do service throughout Leopard, and any application can tie into it. Any application can contribute to-dos and view to-dos and check them off, et cetera, et cetera. And so iCal's tied into this. So you make a to-do in mail, you're going to see it in iCal and vice versa. All of your apps can tie into this and have one system-wide to-do service where everything is kept track of. So let me show you a few of these things now. Let's go back over here. And let's bring up mail here. So the first thing I want to show you is I'm going to compose a new message here. And the first thing I do if I want to use stationery is I might just say show stationery here. And I'll just show you some of the stationery we ship. So these are some simple things here. Again, some simple messages, very easy. Some ones for photos here, as we talked about. And again, you can drop your own photos in here. You can move photos around, you know. Here's some greetings, you know, baby announcements, birthdays, dinners, get wells, you know. You name it. So this is a way, you know, some great invitations, by the way, some birthdays, dinners, etc. Now, one way is you can start with one of these templates, or another way you can go about things is to start with a mail message that you've already written. I've got a draft here, and I'll just start with this. All right, there we go. Boom. And, you know, I could have forgotten about stationery. My God, I remember. I could put this in stationery. I just go grab something here, photos, boom. Puts it in there with all my text and all my photos. I can move photos around if I want. Real easy. So very, very easy to add stationery. And I've also, of course, got a photo browser. So if I've got some other photos here I want to drop in, I can just drop a photo in like that. This shows me all the photos in iPhoto as an example. So it's very, very easy to create stationery. And you can create your own and save it under favorites and access it very easily. Now I want to show you notes. So the first thing I'm going to do is go back here. I'm going to create a note. So let's just see. What do I want to say? I want to say, make sure Leopard gets done on time. You know, squash all leopard bugs and blow away Vista. So those are my notes, and all I have to do is close this, and here it is showing up in my inbox, and here it is showing up in my notes mailbox with all of my other notes here. Here's the one with dropping a PDF in, stuff to do this week, etc. So that's how easy it is to create a note in Leopard. Boom, that's simple. Now, let me show you to-dos. So I will go back and maybe I'll pick one of these, soccer practice. And I will just say, bring equipment. Let's make that a to-do. And send a reminder to parents. Let's make that a to-do. And so when I go back now, you can see they're added to my note, but they're also added to the to-do server. And here they are right here, these two, along with some other to-dos that I have. It's that easy to make to-dos in this system. So that gives you a little bit of a feel for some of the things that we're adding to Leopard in Mail. It's a major, major upgrade of Mail that adds stationery so you can send the most beautiful email messages you could ever imagine, much more impact. We've got notes. You can send rich notes to yourself. You can keep track of them all in a special notes mailbox. And we've got a system-wide to-do service, super easy to turn anything into a to-do in Mail or any other app that you wish, and it will keep track of all of them system-wide. So these are just three of the really cool features we're adding to Mail in Leopard. Number nine, Scott?
Number nine is Dashboard. Dashboard is one of my absolute favorite features of Tiger. And the reason Dashboard has been so great is not only because we supplied a really great set of starter widgets, but because all of you have built so many fantastic other widgets. In fact, there are more than 2,500 widgets available for Dashboard today. Now for Leopard, we want to enable even more great widgets. We have two things we're announcing today to help solve that. Number one is something for you developers, and the second one is a feature for end users. Let's go ahead and start with a developer one. Today we're announcing a new tool, developer tool, called Dashcode. Dashcode helps you to design, develop, and debug your dashboard widgets. We start off with a rich, beautiful set of templates. So these are pre-canned widgets with all the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript you need. And all you do is take and modify them slightly to produce the widget you're looking for. We have templates for RSS, for podcasts, for images, for all sorts of things. You take, modify those, build exactly the widget you're looking for. On top of that, Dashcode is a great visual editor for HTML and CSS. So instead of editing in a text document, the HTML, you visually lay it out, you set the colors and size and everything else, we'll produce the HTML and CSS for you. We also ship with a rich parts library. So we have everything from search fields to buttons to controls. You drag those out. We ship with all the JavaScript for those. Put them in your widget. You're done. We have a nice JavaScript editor. And this is big, a full JavaScript debugger. We've heard a lot of feedback that people wanted a good JavaScript debugger. We've added it. You can set breakpoints. You can evaluate JavaScript expressions. It's fantastic. And that is Dashcode. Now, the next feature, and this is the one for the user, is called WebClip. We've come up with a way where anyone can turn any part of any web page into a widget. And I really just have to show that to you. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring up Safari here. And I'll go to a comic strip that I like. let's say, actually, I like Dilbert a little better. The danger of Dilbert. Okay, so here's Dilbert. So let's say that I'd like a widget of that comic strip. In Dashboard, or now with WebClip, all I need to do is click this button in Safari. It brings me right up into Dashboard. It loads up that page inside this new widget. I can now just lay it out, find exactly the part of the page I'm interested in, drag it to there, and I'm done. That is how easy it is to create a new widget. Now, we ship a number of great themes on here, so I can go back here and pick, let's say, this theme here. Boom. There we go. So now, every day, this will update and show me the latest of that comic strip. Let's go build another one. This here is an eBay auction. So let's say I want to track this this guitar as an eBay auction, and I'd like sort of throughout the day to continue to see what the price is, what the bid is. I can create my own widget again, clicking on this. It loads that page right up here in this new widget. Lay it out just like so. Done. I'll apply a theme that makes it look like it was just torn out of the web page. There we go. And this whole thing's live, so I can click through the pictures. It's a live widget of that part of the web page. Let's go do another one. We've had a number of requests from people to turn the top 10 download site right here of widgets into a widget itself. Now you can do it yourself. Go ahead, drag it over to here, line it up exactly how you want. Done. Now you have your own top 10 downloads, and if you see one you like, click on it, we'll take you right to it. It's all live. Let's say you're interested in the New York Times bestseller list, and you wish someone would have created a widget of the top 10 bestseller list. Now you can do it yourself. We just load up that page. It can be any part of any page. Here's hardcover fiction. Drag it to right there. Resize it. Done. Again, I can apply a nice theme to it. Let's go for that. There we go. I now have the bestsellers for hardcover fiction. Let me do one more. And again, as the top seller list is updated, your widget will update as well. The last one I want to do are webcams. There's a lot of webcams out there. And some use QuickTime, some use Java, JavaScript, some use just animated images. You can now turn any webcam out there, no matter what it is, into a widget. Again, I can apply a theme to that. Let me grab that one. Done. So, throughout the day, here you are, working normally. You bring up Dashboard. You bring up Dashboard, and we've just created 5 live widgets. It is that easy for any end user to build whatever widget they want out of any part of any web page. Find your web page, pick the piece you like, turn it into a widget. Find another web page. Again, for an eBay auction, if you want to watch that for, say, 3 days, you create a widget really easily, track it for 3 days. When it's done, just close the widget. So we think with Dash Code, we have a great solution for developers to even more quickly build high-fidelity widgets. And with WebClip, we have the ultimate widget to allow anyone to turn any piece of any web page into a widget. And that is Dash Code. For number 10, I'd like to turn it back to Steve.
There we go. Number 10. For Leopard, we're going to seriously enhance iChat, our instant messaging client. A lot of us use iChat day in and day out. We're going to make it even better. And so some of the most requested things, of course, are multiple logins, which we're doing, invisibility, which we're doing, animated buddy icons, video recording so you can record your video chats, and tab chats. Right? All of this we're doing. As an example, in tab chats, if you've got five conferences going or message sessions going, you can just consolidate them into one, you know, with tabs on the left. So all of the basic blocking and tackling, we're doing all of it in Leopard. But we want to go further than this. You know, a lot of our computers now have built-in video cameras. So you get video conferencing right out of the box. No one else is doing this as well. And a lot of people are starting to use it. It's great. So we want to go even further with this technology. So the first thing we'd like to do is let you have some fun. We'd like to add some photo booth effects to video conferencing. The second thing is a little more serious, I guess. We call it iChat Theater. Wouldn't it be great if, when I get back from vacation, I want to show slides to my family and friends, if I could get on a video conference and have a theater right there, which is an iPhoto slideshow, to show them as I talk them through the slides, right? Or talk maybe a business partner through a keynote presentation. Wouldn't that be wonderful if I could do that? And backdrops, which you just have to see to believe. So let me go ahead and show this stuff to you now. So what I'm going to do is just go to iChat, and I don't have a lot of friends, just Phil. I'm going to request a video chat with Phil here.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good. Just back here at the office working away.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want you to help me demonstrate some of this new iChat stuff to everybody. So let's start with photo booth effects. What can you show us?
Oh, this is a lot of fun. I can just do cool things, little Jay Leno look. Or maybe let's do a little more Picasso-like thing. The performance of this in real time is unbelievable. It's so cool. And I'm willing to do this for you. Check this out. You look marvelous. Little Cyclops thing. So just amazing real-time effects that feel just fast and fluid.
Well, that's fantastic. It's getting a little weird, but pretty cool. Okay, now let's move on to iChat Theater. This is very, very cool. Let's say you want to show me an iPhoto slideshow. Why don't you go into the theater and show me what you can do now.
Sure, this is great. I'm just going to go right into iPhoto. And I'm going to bring up a photo slideshow that perhaps I wanted to show you of a vacation. And I just choose to play it. And now inside our iChat, you're watching the iPhoto I'm showing you, the slideshow.
That's cool.
So that's a lot of fun.
Well, let's say we got something more serious. You want to give me a keynote presentation as an example.
Okay. So again, I can go into Keynote, bring up a presentation, and choose to show it to you right across iChat. So maybe I'm pitching you on something. I want a little investment to help save the rainforest. And I'm in control of this slideshow. I'm talking to you. I'm clicking on the slides that I want to advance to. In Keynote, you're getting the transitions and effects all the way across the internet, anywhere in the world.
That's very cool. Now, Phil, let's say you work at our ad agency and you're trying to show me the latest edit of a certain ad. Can we do that?
Sure. Yep. They create so many cool ads, and the ability to show them to us all the way around the world can now be done over iChat. I'm going to bring up an ad, and you can imagine this is a fun one that we wanted to show the team that they're working on. Let me just play it, and it's playing from QuickTime.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Action!
Zintai, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have that virus that's going around.
Oh, yeah.
You better stay back. This one's a doozy.
That's okay, I'll be fine.
No, do not be a hero. Last year, there are 114,000 known viruses for PCs.
PCs? Not Macs. so just grab this. I think I got a crash. Hey, if you feel like that'll help. Good.
Phil, that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Now, let's talk about backdrops. You know, wouldn't it be great if you could be somewhere other than you are when you're on an iChat? And
I've often wished that.
So show us where you can go, Phil.
This technology is amazing. There's no green screen or blue screen behind me, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to step out of the frame and let iChat set the background. I'm going to come back in, and I'm just going to drag a photo into iChat, and I'm at the beach. Maybe I'm in the mountains with Heidi.
Yeah. Can you sing for us?
I can be anywhere. Look, they didn't fake the landing. Well, I can be places I've never been before. Taj Mahal. Or cool places like in Times Square. I'm in Times Square reporting directly to you, Steve.
Oh, this is fantastic. What else can you do?
Well, if we can do photos... This is at Apple. We like to push the technology even further. Check this out. I'm in Times Square, and it's live video. It can be anywhere in the world. The Louvre looks like the Apple Store. Hey, I found Nemo. And this one is a lot of fun. Okay.
Whoa.
So that's backdrops.
Yep. That's fantastic, and it proves once again that life at Apple is a roller coaster. Hey, thank you, Phil.
See you later.
Woo. So. Photo booth effects, iChat theater, just awesome stuff, and backdrops, both still and video. We're really excited about this. We think iChat for Leopard is going to be just a grand slam. So these are just 10 of the many features that are going to be in Leopard. Let me review them here quickly. Full 64-bit. Top to bottom, core animation, more infrastructure in universal access. One of the things we didn't have a chance to talk about, parental controls dramatically enhanced in Leopard, and giving you the complete bundle with Bootcamp 1.0, the next generation of Front Row, the next generation of Photo Booth, great communications technology with iChat that we just saw, with the next generation of Mail that you saw. We didn't have a chance to talk about iCal, but iCal is going full multi-user, and we're supporting the CalDAV standard for that. Taking the revolutionary technologies of Tiger to the next level with Spotlight and with Dashboard. You saw WebClip and developer tools with Dashcode. One of the other things we didn't have a chance to talk about today was Xcode 3. Today we are announcing Xcode 3 at the afternoon session. It is a giant leap in Xcode, and I would suggest that you learn all about it because I think you're going to want to use it. Spaces, a whole new way of working with our Macs. We think this is going to be very, very big thing. And, of course, Time Machine. Time Machine, we think, is going to be a breakthrough in backup and recovery. With our entire digital lives on our computer, Time Machine is none too soon. We think it's going to be a fantastic feature. And all of this technology is going to be in Mac OS X Leopard. And we want to get it in your hands as soon as possible. So we have a developer preview, which we're going to put in your hands today. because we want you to start taking advantage of all this great technology in your apps so that when we get done with Leopard, you've got some awesome apps to show it off. Now, we plan to get done with Leopard and ship it this coming spring. So we are working very hard on this. We think we're going to get it out next spring. So that is Mac OS X Leopard. So, thank you for coming. We think we've got a great week for you. Again, 140 sessions, 100 hands-on sessions, and over 1,000 Apple engineers on site. We've got the new Mac Pros in these hands-on sessions, so you can go get your hands on them and see how fast they truly are. We think it's going to be a great week. Thank you very much, and welcome to WWDC 06. Thanks.